下午继续跟我们查考长远的大祭司。
This afternoon we'll continue to study. It is finished, the forever high priest.
主耶稣他成全律法。
And Jesus Christ completed the law.
是当时的文士法利赛人所不能了解的。
And it was something that the Pharisees at the time was not able to comprehend.
因为这些人都一直留守在律法的观念之下。
Because these people were under the understanding of the law.
那事实上我们可以看到耶稣有些动作。
And from history we can see that Jesus had made some actions.
等于是把律法废掉。
And he abolished the law.
就安息日来讲。
And just from speaking from the Sabbath.
他对门徒所做的事情那种认同度。
What he did to the believers
是法利赛人不容许的。
Was something that the Pharisees was not able to comprehend.
很多事情跟法利赛人观念完全不一样。
And there were many things that he did that were outside the understanding of the Pharisees.
但是主耶稣说我不是废掉律法。
But Jesus Christ said that I did not.
他是取了一个新约的样式来取代旧约的律法。
That I did not abolish the law, but I made the law complete.
那这些取代能够成为律法的延续。
And this continues the law.
最主要是因为耶稣基督他用他的血来付出的。
Most importantly, it was because Jesus paid the price with his blood.
同时从旧约圣经的历史来看。
At the same time, if we look at the history of the Old Testament.
整个计划也在神的这种安排当中。
The entire plan was under God's plan.
所以主耶稣不是平白到世间来。
And so Jesus Christ followed the plan to come to earth.
那他的成全律法影响后世太大了。
And in completing the law, it influenced the events that happened after.
最主要的原因是从单一民族、单一信仰。
And he allowed us to have make our faith complete.
要转换为众民族单一的信仰。
And allowed everyone of us to complete our faith.
这个在他对拣选亚伯兰的时候就已经说明了。
And this was already spoken when he chose Abraham.
所以在创世纪的时候，章一节、二节、三节。
And so it is mentioned in Genesis 1, 2, and 3.
他在交代亚伯拉罕离开三个离开的时候三个离开，就是离开本地、离开本族、离开父家。
When God told Abraham to leave his family and leave his land,
一口气给他七个应许。
And in one breath gave him seven promises.
国家要给你。
That I will give you this land.
你的名声要伟大。
And your name will be glorious.
你的子孙要很多。
Your inhabitants will be plentiful.
世上福气要给你。
Everything on the earth will be given to you.
我要祝福他。
And I will bless you, those that you bless.
咒诅你的，我要咒诅他。
And those that are yours, I will give to you.
最后这句要最重要。
And this last one is the most important.
万主要因为你得福气。
And because of you, everyone will be blessed.
所以法利赛人跟文士他们不懂得神的答案，不了解神的答案。
And so the Pharisees did not understand the answer of the Lord.
耶稣基督到世间来。
And Jesus Christ came to the earth.
除了成全前面那六项的应许之外。
In addition to completing these six promises.
他把整个救恩转移到全部的各民族所有的世人身上。
He transferred the salvation to those who believed to him.
因此这种转换就是借着耶稣基督来成全的。
And he did this through Jesus Christ.
因此希伯来书的作者他说这位大祭司呢是长远的。
And therefore, the author of Hebrews said this high priest is forever.
这句话讲得非常的好。
And this priest, this word he wrote very clearly.
我们来看希伯来书的二十三三三这个七章的二十四节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24.
七章二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23.
这里说，那些称为祭司的数目本来多。是因为有死阻隔不能长久，这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。在这里呢，在提到什么叫做长远的大祭司。
Here it talks about what it is to be an unchangeable priesthood.
这里所说的当然就是旧约来讲的。
And this is from the perspective of the Old Testament.
尤其在二十一节的后段。
Especially from 21 and onward.
你拿的是中文的圣经的话。
And if what you are reading is a Chinese interpretation.
后面有一段双括号，双括号把它框起来。
There is a quotation mark at the end.
这只有在新约圣经才看得到的记号。
This is a notation that is only read in the New Testament.
因为只要这个双括号就是引用旧约经文。
Because the adding on of this quotation references the Old Testament.
说主起的事绝不后悔。
That what God has done, He does not regret.
你是永远为祭司。
You have an unchangeable priesthood.
这是在神的应许当中。
And this is according to the will of God.
向这个祭司来宣告的。
And proclaimed through the priest.
看起来好像这个祭司是永远为祭司。
And it seems like this priest does not change.
但是到二十三节，作者就说明了。
In 23, the author states.
那些称为祭司的。
That there were that those who were.
也就是所有亚伦的后代。
Those who were priests, meaning.
因为祭司是出自利未支派亚伦的家族。
Those who came after Aaron.
其他人没有这种条件。
And other people did not have this requirement.
所以他们拥有条件叫做自然条件，生下来自然有的。
And so because of this, their place in Aaron's family, they received
this position. 拥有再多的社会条件都不可能成为这个亚伦的家族。
Even if they had high societal status, they were not part of Aaron's family.
那些神跟亚伦的后代这样讲。
And so God told Aaron's descendants this.
你是永远为祭司。
You are an unchangeable priesthood.
其实这句话不是对当时的亚伦或他的后代讲的。
And actually, this was not spoken to Aaron and his descendants.
二十三节怎么讲？
What does 23 say?
祭司哦，数目本来是很多的。
There were many priests.
他怎么讲一个单数你呢？你呢？
But it talks about he.
他说呢，因为有死的主格不能长久。
Because he continues forever.
每一个祭司年纪大了就去世了。
All the priests, when they are old, they will pass away.
又换一个大祭司。
And there will be a new priest.
其他祭司也是一样。
And it is the same with all priests.
没有一个永远留住的。
There is not a priest that is forever.
所以就必须要不断的立大祭司、立祭司来为选民赎罪。
And so there will continue to be more priests.
但是这一代一代就是这样走过去呀。
And but this continues generation after generation.
没有一个是永远的祭司啊。
And there is not one priest that is forever.
二十四节就讲了。
24 says.
这位既是永远长存的。
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
这位就是耶稣基督啊。
And this he refers to Jesus Christ.
他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
His priesthood is unchangeable.
因为他没有死嘛。
Because he does not die.
只有他能够承接这一句话。
Only he is able to continue this priesthood.
所以过去说你是永远的永远为祭司。
And so it says that he has an unchangeable priesthood.
那是一个相对性的，因为这些祭司会死掉。
Before these priests will pass away.
但现在耶稣基督呢，他就是永远活着的。
But as for Jesus Christ, he continues forever.
所以中文把它换成长远，不是叫 long， 而不是长久、永远、长远的。
And so he is unchangeable and everlasting.
说环靠着他进到神面前的人。
And it says 25, he is also able to save those who come to him.
这耶稣基督都能拯救到底。
And Jesus Christ is able to save them.
因为他长远活着。
Because he is unchangeable.
替我们祈求。
And he intercedes for us.
所以从这里就可以看出来。
And so from here we can see.
主耶稣他永远活着，对人类来讲影响太大。
Jesus Christ is living and his influence to human is everlasting.
那因此呢，在过去的历史先设立祭司制度。
And therefore, in the history, it has already talked about the role of the priest.
原来是为了后来的耶稣基督这个长远祭司的制度来预定的。
And it is preparing the way for the priest that is Jesus Christ.
所以我们来看新约的这位大祭司的时候。
And so when you read about this high priest in the New Testament,
你要回头去看旧约的祭司，你才会知道。
We also need to reference the priest in the Old Testament to understand.
那因此新约这位长远的大祭司就是耶稣基督。
And therefore, this unchangeable priest in the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
无论是他的神格，无论是他的工作。
whether it is his work or his characteristics.
啊，他所侍奉的这些内容。
Or the description of his priesthood.
必须跟旧约的样式一样。
These follow the likeness of the priesthood in the Old Testament.
我们来看希伯来书第九章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
九章的十一节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
九章十一节
9 verse 11、
这里说但现在基督已经来到做了将来美事的、大祭司经过那更大更全备的帐幕不是人手所造的也不是属于这世界的、他这边一直讲下去、一直往后面讲、
and 11 and on continues to talk about Christ
那么到二十三节
all the way to verse 23
说照着天上样式做的物件必须这些祭物去洁净但那天上的本物自然常用更美的祭去洁净在整个叙述当中
And in this entire description,、
他这里讲一个很重要的模式、
It talks about a very important likeness
不但、是照着、古代那个样式来设计的
Not only is it a copy of、what came before
他这里提到说要照着天上样式做的物件
But it also follows the heavenly requirements.
也许有人就说，那天上是不是还要献祭呢
？And so some may ask that do we have to offer in heaven?
天上是属灵的意思啊。
And this heaven refers to spiritual meaning.
所以山上的样式要对照这个属灵的样式。
And so these requirements have to follow the spiritual requirements.
这个在希伯来书里面呢，有个很明显的说明。
And this is stated very clearly in the book of Hebrews.
那既然、主耶稣他借着这个献祭，借着流血成全这个工作。
And so now that Jesus Christ has completed his work through his blood.
所有祭司做的工作都有它属灵的意义。
All the work of his previous priests had a spiritual meaning.
而且这些属灵的意义呢，都借着耶稣基督他的完成来达到。这个功能
and the spiritual importance was achieved by Jesus shedding his blood for us.
所以我们一定要回来看耶稣受洗的这段资料。
So we need to go back and reference Jesus Christ being baptized.
我们看一下马太福音第三章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
马太福音三章的十三节说
3:13 says,
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约旦受他的洗十四节
14.
约翰想要拦住他说我当受你的洗你反倒上我这里来吗十五节
15.
耶稣回答说你暂且许我因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义于是约翰许了他哎，怎么这么奇怪、
It is so miraculous and weird
耶稣要来给施洗约翰洗礼
Jesus was to baptize John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰所传的是悔改的洗。
Because John the Baptist preached repentance.
那今天他来接受约翰的洗。
And now he is being baptized.
约翰说不可以，不可以。
And John said no.
我本来要受你的洗。
I was to be baptized by you.
什么原因呢
？And what is the meaning behind this?
圣经都没有写。
The Bible does not clarify.
但是约翰知道耶稣要用水和火来洗。
But John understood that Jesus used fire and water to baptize his believers.
是他悔改的洗。
And John preached repentance.
耶稣传的是赦罪的洗。
But Jesus preached washing away the sins.
那在这边，约翰没有说明。
And here, John does not state clearly.
只说我应当受你的洗。
But that he should be baptized by him.
怎么你反而来我这边受洗呢？
Why are you baptizing me?
耶稣就说了。
And so Jesus said to him,
你暂时容许我这样。
That follow me and I'll make follow me.
因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。下面那句话，十五节下面那句话。
Verse 15.
因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
By the way of the sea beyond the Jordan.
什么叫尽诸般的义
？And what does this mean?
义就是正直，就是行为端正。
And this means this refers to their actions.
同时也是各种的借着各种的仪节来让人得到洁净。
And following in accordance, people will be baptized.
这个约翰听这样，他会懂的。
And by listening to what Jesus said, John understood.
但是耶稣说你看，尽就是完成，完完全全的达成。
But Jesus said that by doing this, we will be complete.
各种的仪节。
By following this process.
没有这样受洗。
And without baptizing like this.
就是没有完成各样的仪节。
Then we will not be complete. We will not follow the process.
人就不可能称义。
And we cannot become righteous.
你献什么祭都没有用。
And regardless of how many offerings you offer.
因为所有的宗教，几乎所有的宗教。
Because primarily all of the religions.
都是以流血以献祭来赎罪来拜神
repent for their sins through blood and through offering
那当然耶稣所传的道也是一样
and of course what Jesus preached is similar
但是今天要让一个人能够赦罪才能够称义
but today for someone to repent for their sins to become righteous
所以不管一个人他行了多少的善事
regardless of how many good things one has done
他如何来献祭
Regardless of whether they offer sacrifices,
守了多少仪节
regardless of how many things they follow,
都要花掉人的精神啊，人的金钱的。
Regardless of how much they offer materially,
说这是诸般的各种各种的。
All of these are included.
但是没有完全没有借着耶稣基督，就不可能完全达到这个目标。
But throughout Jesus Christ, we cannot achieve this goal.
那么这个。理当这样什么意思
And so what does this mean?
就是受洗
It means baptizing
我应该这样来执行这个洗礼的方式
We must follow this accordance and go through baptism
完全的进到这么一个有用的这种目标
To be able to reach this goal that is effective
让这些献祭的人行善的人都能够称义
so that those who offer and those who do good can also become righteous.
所以这个义呢，它包括正直，也包括这个礼节，这个执行的礼节。
And so this righteousness includes everything that we have done.
那因此呢，希伯来书的作者就讲了。
And therefore, the author of Hebrews states,
凡赦祭的事情、赦罪的事情都要经过流血的。
Everything that has to do with sin has to be repented through blood.
我们来看希伯来书第九章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章
Hebrews chapter 9
第十八节
Verse 18
十八节说
18
所以前约这是旧约不是不用血立的因为摩西当时照着律法将各样诫命传给众百姓就拿猪红色绒牛膝草把 牛犊山羊的血和水洒在书上又洒在众百姓身上说这些就是神与你们立约的凭据二十一节
21.
又照样把血洒在帐幕和各样器皿上二十二节
22.
照按着律法凡物差不多都是用血洁净的若不流血罪就不得赦免了你看希伯来书的作者非常了解
We see here that the author of Hebrews understood this
古代献祭的意义
The purpose of offering in the Old Testament
这些古代的选民他们也会了解啊。
And the believers in the Old Testament also understood
在献祭当中要流血就是付出生命
that they had to pay the price through life
然后才能够让他们得到洁净
and then they were able to receive remission of sins
那在新约的时期
but in the New Testament
在主耶稣成全律法的这以后的时期
after Jesus Christ completed the law 为
什么不用再这个献祭了
how come they no longer had to offer sacrifices
因为这位耶稣基督
Because this Jesus Christ,
他本身是大祭司
he was the high priest.
他又把自己当作羔羊献上
and he also became the sacrifice of the lamb.
他是一个长远的祭司
and he became forever the priest.
他也是长远的羔羊
and he also became this lamb.
所以就把旧约结束了
and so he ended the Old Testament.
他既然没有死
and because he did not have to die,
就不用再立祭司
then.They no longer needed high priest.
所以才能够称作长远的大祭司。
And so he became the forever high priest.
所以当我们来看这些祭司的工作的时候
，And so when we see the work of the high priest,
都跟主耶稣的成全律法有关系。
It all has to pertain to Jesus Christ and the law.
所以从整个这个献祭的过程
，And so from this entire order of things,
摩西时代是照天上的样式。
In the generation of Moses, they followed what happened on the mountain.
耶稣的时代是用天上的样式。
But for the generation of Jesus, they followed what was in heaven.
就把祭司献祭的模式把它结合起来。
And so they connected the high priest.
那么这些模式是什么？
And what is this referring to?
这是大祭司怎么献祭？
How did the high priest offer himself?
我们从这个出埃及记的25章26章以后。
If we look at Exodus chapter 25 and onward,
就看到他们当时在造会幕。
We will see when they were offering sacrifices.
这是历史的第一个会幕。
And this was the first ark that they altered.
那么这些祭司要来献祭的时候。
And when these priests were to offer sacrifices,
他们是有一个规矩的。
They had to follow certain requirements.
这个要念起来经文很长。
But to read this is very lengthy.
我就直接讲它的具体的过程就好。
And so we'll just talk about it in summary.
这个会幕呢，它本身是有帷幕的，有围墙的。
And this altar had surrounding.
在围墙之内的称作会幕。
And what was surrounding it was considered holy.
Tent of meeting. 那么里面呢，就是帐幕。
What was surrounding was a temple of meeting.
不是 temple, tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
对。它有圣所跟至圣所
，and it had the most holy place。
这个是我们在会幕的真理当中一定要了解的。
And this is something that we need to understand。
整个外围跟内围合起来叫做会幕。
And the outer and the inner put together were
对，就是 tent of meeting，
were the temple of meeting。
但是里面这两个单元
but inside
这是至圣所跟圣所这么一个区域。
Was the most holy place.
它就叫做这个帐幕 tabernacle.
And it was called the tabernacle.
那一个祭司他怎么来献祭？
And how was a priest to offer sacrifices?
如果你从这个出埃及记来看的时候，
If we look at Exodus,
你就知道他献祭的过程。
You will see the process of offering sacrifices.
首先一定要先从门口进去。
First, they had to go through the doorway.
然后面在门口一进去之后，就马上有个祭坛。
And after they entered the doorway,
这个祭坛是用铜做的。
There was
用铜，金铃铜铁的铜来制造的，铜器。
Oh, there was they had to go through bronze.
因为铜才能够耐热。
Because bronze is able to withstand heat.
再在那边献祭要烧这些动物啊。
And here they were able to offer the sacrifices of the animals.
如果是赎罪祭的话。
And
可能是牛或是羊。
Whether it was to offer cows or lambs.
这个火是不断在烧的。
This fire was continually burning.
祭司每天都去献祭。
And these priests came every day to offer sacrifices.
再往前走。
And as they walked forward,
一定有一个洗濯的盆，洗手洗脚的盆子。
There they could wash their hands.
因此呢，祭司会在那边洗手洗脚。
And so priests would go there to wash their hands and their feet.
马上就看到的是帐幕，就是这个圣所跟至圣所。
And right in front of them was the tabernacle.
那么他一进去之后
，And after he entered it,
左手边就是南边的地方。
From their left,
要放了一个金灯台。
There was a gold lampstand.
那么右边就是陈设桌。
And from their right,
桌子在那边，金子做包起来的桌子在那边。
There was a table.
祭司要点灯，要在那边献这个十二块饼。
And the priest had to light the lamp and also
再往中间走。
And when they went to the middle,
这个金香炉，一个烧香的炉子。
There was a golden incense.
这个炉子跟至圣所之间有一个帐幕。
And between the golden incense, there was
我们在看会幕的这个真理的时候
，And when we read about the truth of，
往往不会去注意到这个帐幕。
Sometimes we won't we won't pay attention to this tabernacle。
但是这个帐幕是一个关键的这个设计呀、啊。
But this tabernacle is a very pivotal part of the architecture。
它是神跟人之间的一个隔绝呀、啊。
It is the connection between God and man。
所以一般人是不可以进到约柜。进到里头看约柜的
，because most people could not enter。
只有大祭司一年一次
，only high priest could enter once a year。
赎罪日的时候
when they were repenting.
他才带着羔羊的血进到里头。
Then they could bring the blood of the high lamb into here.
那这么把个血呢倒在他上面的一个施恩座，一个遮盖的座子，一个 cover 上面。
And they would pour the blood of the lamb onto the cover.
因此这才完成他的献祭的工作。
And from this, they completed their role as the priest.
才能够离开帐幕，离开会幕。
Then they could exit the tabernacle.
这个就是祭司的工作。
And this was the work of the priest.
所以在旧约时期。
And so from the Old Testament.
这些祭司在做这些工作。
The role of the priest doing this work.
他只知道说神这样交代的。
All they knew was that this was God, what God entrusted them to do.
这样就可以跟百姓赎罪。
And by doing this, they would the sins of the people would be forgiven.
他们观念。
And this was the understanding of the Old Testament.
也是文士跟法利赛人的观念。
And it was also the understanding of the Pharisees.
但是主耶稣呢，打破这个观念。
But Jesus Christ abolished this way.
所谓的成全律法。
And so all of this prior law.
其实有打破的观念。
Jesus Christ abolished.
所以当主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
完成这个这个牺牲奉献的动作之后。
When he became the sacrifice,
他最后一句说成了。
His last words were, "It is finished."
有什么反应？
What is the reaction to this?
我们来看马太福音二十七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章的五十一节。
Matthew 27 verse 51.
马太福音二十七章五十一节。
Matthew 27 verse 50.
这里说。
57.
忽然殿里的幔子。从上到下地为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。这个地方呢，在写到耶稣断气的时候。
Verse 51, it talks about when Jesus was crying in a loud voice.
除了天地大震动之外。
Besides the earth, besides there being an earthquake.
这个帐幕最重要。
The temple was most important.
因为从上到下裂为两半。
Because it was torn from top to bottom.
所以。看这一句话的时候，你就要想到祭司的侍奉跟这个有关系。
And so when we read this passage, we need to see the relation of the high priest.
耶稣去世断气，帐幕这个幔子裂成两半。
When Jesus was sacrificed, the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
圣所至圣所打通。
And the temple was broken.
这要告诉我们什么？
And what is the meaning that this tells us?
看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
看希伯来书的第九章的十一节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
九章十一节说。
9 verse 11.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。所以我们看旧约，又看新约，也许你会觉得说，哦，好像很忙的样子，很多的样子。
So when we read both the Old Testament and New Testament, we might think that there is a lot going on.
但是你必须抓住一个重点。
But we must capture the main point.
这些会幕里面所有的祭仪，所有的东西。
Of this tabernacle and everything that is inside.
都是古代的一些献祭的。物品跟必经的这些过程。
It is the process of them offering.
如果耶稣没有打破身体。
And if Jesus did not
没有成全救恩。
Did not fulfill this law.
金灯台就是金灯台。
And this
幔子就是幔子。
Then everything will be continue to be as it is.
这些东西都是物质的。
But these things are material.
他们的献祭也是一样。
Same with their offerings.
祭司就是祭司。
And high priests continue to be high priests.
献祭就是献祭。
Offering is an offering.
一代一代这样过去。
And it continues generation after generation.
这个就没有什么特别的。
And there is nothing special about this.
一个宗教仪式嘛。
From a spiritual perspective.
可是当主耶稣打破身体之后
But when Jesus Christ came as a sacrifice,
马太特别记载这句话
Matthew particularly states this.
幔子从上面到下面裂开两半
That the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom.
然后圣所至圣所被打通了
And there was an earthquake and everything was broken.
这个幔子看起来是一个物质的东西
And this temple was material.
但是希伯来书的作者马上跟他说明
But Hebrews, the author of Hebrews states
这个幔子就是他的身体
This tabernacle was his body.
你怎么把这个幔子跟耶稣身体并在 并且对照呢
？How do we make a connection between the tabernacle and Christ's body？
但是我们都听得很习惯。
But from us, we it is very familiar.
因为我们都读圣经的。
Because we have read the Bible.
所以在希伯来书九章这个二十节的后面这个地方。
So from Hebrews 9:20 and onwards.
他说这个幔子就是他的身体。
It says that the tabernacle is his body.
原来呢，基督是幔子的真像啊。
And so Jesus is the tabernacle.
那是他们的什么？幔子是他们的什么？
The veil.
对，不是他们的，他们的是那个圣所跟至圣所，所以这个幔子呢，就是他的身体。
And so this veil is his body.
它不但是指这个身体。
And it not only refers to his body.
他下面怎么讲？
What does it say onward?
二十一节。
21.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。又一个大祭司。
And 21, that there is another high priest.
这里变成两个，前面讲的是肉体的耶稣基督。
And so, what is first spoken is Jesus Christ in his flesh.
后面讲的是一个属灵的大祭司。
And what is spoken later is Jesus Christ spiritually.
当这个肉体的耶稣基督把身体打破了。
And so Jesus Christ in his flesh offered himself.
这个幔子裂开了。
And this veil was broken.
他的工作结束。
And his work was complete.
紧接着。又有这位大祭司来治理神的家。
And following, there was this high priest.
所以他是用一个又有，就是属灵的。
And so there was another high, was the high priest, and it was spiritual.
在人间的基督打破身体。
Because in flesh, Jesus Christ offered his body.
开了一条又新又活的路。
And he opened up a new and living way.
这是他人子耶稣的身体。
And it was his flesh.
但是就跑出一位这个。永远的大祭司。
But then there arose a high priest forever.
来治理他的家。
To establish his house.
所以呢，耶稣成全律法对整个救赎来讲是非常非常重要的。
And so Jesus Christ came and completed the law, and this is important in history.
那因此他怎么来做侍奉的工作
？And so how did he complete his good work?
就是要从这个幔子里面经过。
It was through entering the veil.
回来看第八章。
Let us turn to chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
我们从第二节来看就可以了。
Verse 2.
说在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所支搭的，不是人所支的。凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献。我们一下子这样看就可以了。这里说呢，这个大祭司要献祭的时候。
It here it talks about when the high priest is offering.
有一个样式啊。
There is something that he must follow.
在第五节所讲的。
And verse 5 says.
是天上事的形状和影像。
He serves the copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
那我们就看了看祭司怎么献祭。
And so we see how the priest offers sacrifices.
第一个从门进去。
And first he enters through the doorway.
第二个同祭坛献祭。
And first and then he offers sacrifices.
第三个。洗濯盆，洗手洗脚。
And then he washes his hands and his feet in the basin.
进去圣所的地方。
And then he enters the tabernacle.
第四个点灯。
And then he lights the lamp.
第五个献饼。
And then he offers the bread.
第六个就是金香炉烧香。
And sixth, he offers the incense.
这样是还不够的。
And this is not enough.
要越过幔子进到约柜面前。
He needs to continue to enter through the veil.
把这个血倒在约柜上面。
And then pour the blood.
才完成救赎的工作。
In order to complete and repent for the sins.
这是大祭司的要走的路线。
And this is the process that the priest has to go through.
这是山上指示的样式。
And this is what was spoken on the mountains to them.
也是符合天上的样式。
And it also follows what is heavenly.
所以他这里呢用一个真帐幕。
And so here,
在第二节地方。
In verse 2,
在圣所就是真帐幕。
It says it is a true tabernacle.
这帐幕是主所支搭的，不是人所支搭的。
This true tabernacle is the Lord, what is the Lord erected, not man.
帐幕、会幕是摩西、以色列百姓。
And before the tabernacle was created by the Israel, was built by the Israelites.
那个是人手所搭的。
And that was built by man.
现在呢，这个真帐幕是大祭司这个是天上的，是大祭司要进去的。
And now this true tabernacle is heavenly that the high priest will enter.
所以耶稣如果没有成全救恩。
And so if Jesus Christ did not complete salvation,
这些动作就是世间的动作。
then these actions will continue to be earthly.
那么主耶稣怎么跟他成全？
But how did Jesus Christ complete this?
每一个动作都有属灵的意义。
Every action he made had a spiritual significance.
主耶稣从门进去。
When he entered the doorway.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音四章怎么讲？
And so in John, what did he say?
我就是门。
That I am the door.
从我进去的才有草吃。
Those who enter will have eternal life.
从外面爬进去的是强盗，不是主人，不是这个羊的牧者。
And those who do not enter the right way are not of the shepherd.
主耶稣说我是门，这个已经讲得很清楚了。
And Jesus Christ very clearly states, I am the door.
是一切救恩的开始。
And I am in the beginning of salvation.
也是真教会的门。
And I am also the door of the true church.
你今天没有从耶稣基督进来。
If you do not enter through Jesus Christ,
就不得进到里头献祭，进到里头侍奉。
Then you cannot enter praise him.
主耶稣把它成全了。
And he completed this.
我们看这节经文也好。
Let us turn to.
因为大家比较明白一点，看约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
这是真帐幕的侍奉。
In John chapter 10 is.
也是真帐幕的真正的意义。
Is the meaning.
十章第七节。
If we read chapter 10 verse 17.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必得救，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。这里耶稣讲得非常清楚。
Here Jesus states very clearly.
我实实在在告诉你们。
I assuredly I say to you.
我就是羊的门。
I am the door of the sheep.
到第九节就讲得更短了。
Verse 9 he says it even more succinctly.
我就是门。
I am the door.
要进到神的恩典当中。
If anyone enters by me,
要洁净自己，要侍奉神。
He will be saved.
就必须从这个门进来。
They must enter through this door.
这个就是基督为我们打开的门。
And this is the door that Jesus Christ opened for us.
如果没有耶稣基督，他把自己献上。
If Jesus Christ did not offer himself,
就不可能这个门。
As a sacrifice, and there will be no door.
旧约的侍奉。
Then the Old Testament offering.
不过是。物质的侍奉
will continue to be material offerings.
地上的侍奉
will continue to be earthly offerings.
山上的样式
according to what was said on the mountain.
没有达成天上的样式
and there it will not follow the heavenly likeness.
所以主耶稣成全救恩
and so Jesus Christ completed salvation.
他开启了一个得救的门
and he opened the door to salvation.
是每个人必经的
and it is something that we must all go through.
所以他说大祭司经过这个真帐幕。
And so this high priest went through the veil.
在里面，他是真帐幕的执事。
And in here, he was the priest.
所以不但经过门。
So not only did he go through the door.
进到祭坛的地方献祭。
Went through the door and made offering.
付出他的生命。
And offered his life.
所以这个祭坛就是，这个羔羊献上的地方。
And so this was where the high priest, lamb made the sacrifice.
必须流血的。
And he had to shed his blood.
每逢赎罪的时候。
And whenever he repented of the sins.
就必在祭坛上来献上这个祭物。
Then they had to make this material sacrifice.
那我们在这个羔羊的成全当中最近讲过了。
And we talked about this when we talked about offering the sheep.
耶稣基督他本身成为。属灵的羔羊
and Jesus Christ became the spiritual lamb
他把自己献上
he offered himself as a sacrifice
就像古时这些祭物放在祭坛上烧掉
and just as in the Old Testament they made material sacrifices
没有耶稣基督成全
and without Jesus Christ doing so
这个动作也没有意义
then this action has no further significance
就像希伯来书所讲的
just as Hebrew states
那些血能够除掉人的罪吗
Is the blood able to repent the sins of the people?
动物都比人还没有那个价值都还低的。
The value of animals is much lower than that of humans.
在神的创造当中
，in the God's creation，
人是最尊贵的。
Man is the most precious.
怎么去拿一头牛、一头羊来代替人来死
？How can you get animals and offer them for humans？
价位高的能够取代价位低的。
You can only offer what is higher to repent for the sins of that is lower。
怎么叫一个价位低的牛羊来代替价位高的？
How can you offer what is lower, a calf and a lamb, to repent for the sins of humans?
所以希伯来书作者怎么讲?
And so that is what Hebrews states.
神说了就算。
This is what Jesus says.
这些牛羊的血尚且能够除掉当时以色列百姓人的罪。
The blood of the animals were temporarily able to repent for their sins.
何况这位尊贵的耶稣基督。
And what about this precious Jesus Christ?
他成为我们赎罪的代价。
He paid the ultimate price for our sins.
因为我这样讲，可能有些人不太知道。
And if I say this, it might not be clear to everybody.
这些都是需要很多的经文。
And this requires much reading of
scripture. 我们就来看一下哈，看希伯来书的第九章。
So let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 9.
十二节。
Verse 12.
九章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所。成了永远赎罪的事，第十三节。
13.
若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，撒在不洁净的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此。他做了十五节，为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人的前约之死者所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召的人得着所应许永远的产业。你看他在做个比较啊。
And so here it makes this comparison.
耶稣基督用自己的血一次进入圣所。
Jesus Christ once and for all offered his own blood.
然后成了永远赎罪的事。
And washed away the sins forever.
不用再用这种方法了。
And following, they no longer had to use this method.
永远的赎罪。
Forever, he is the high priest, and he received eternal redemption for all.
这个是他要成全的工作。
And this was his work.
但是在世上呢，在过去呢。
But on earth, in the past.
山羊公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，撒在这些不洁净的身上。
The blood of the goats and calves were sprinkled on those that were unholy.
能够叫人成圣。
And how was it able to save people?
这是在讲旧约嘛。
And this was talking and referring to the Old Testament.
旧约只要这样做，这个人就可以成圣。
And when they did this in the Old Testament, people were able to receive redemption for their sins.
得到赦免。
And they were able to receive redemption for their sins.
身体洁净。
And they were able to be holy.
所以在十四节说，何况更进一步来讲。
And so 14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ?
基督是借着永远的灵。
Who through eternal spirit.
来献给神的。
Offered himself to God.
他的血不更能够达成这个目标吗？
Is his blood not even more able to receive to achieve this goal?
前约是用这些牛羊。
Before they used the blood of the calves and the goats.
这是旧约。
And this was in the Old Testament.
后约是新约。
And following in the New Testament.
所以对整个这个大祭司的侍奉。
From the work of the priests.
我们不用一个一个来查考。
We don't need to study them one by one.
讲一次，走过一次，你就知道了。
And we will talk about it briefly, and we can understand.
这个门，这是耶稣基督。
This door is Jesus Christ.
今天每一个要进到这个门里头的。
And every one of us has to enter through the door.
都要相信耶稣基督。
We have to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是进到第二个阶段的时候。
But after we go through the second.
就是要赦罪。
Place, we need to repent for our sins.
祭坛的献祭是为了赦罪。
And in offering, it means repenting for our sins.
所以你从利未记的献祭当中就可以了解。
And so from Leviticus, we can understand.
凡祭都是所有的祭都是为赦罪而来的。
All of the offerings were with the purpose of repentance for our sins.
因此，必须要接受耶稣基督宝血的赦罪。
And so, in order to accept the precious blood of Jesus Christ,
没有主耶稣这个成全。
Without Jesus Christ completing the law, then today our sins will not be repented for.
再看今天的教会。
And if we look at the church today,
大家都说信耶稣。
All of us believe in Jesus Christ.
第一个门走进来的。
We've already entered through the first door.
可是有没有仍然赦罪呢？
But have we repented for our sins?
没有。
Not so.
因为没有经过赦罪的洗礼。
Because we have not gone through baptism.
所以那些不能称作教会。
And those churches cannot become true churches.
在我的书本里都称他们是教团、宗教团体。
And they are only, they only
group of the 一个群体。
They are only a group.
因为他们没有赦罪。
Because they do not repent for their sins.
赦罪权柄就在耶稣宝血。
And in repenting for their sins, it is through the blood of blood of Jesus Christ.
我们领受了。
But we have received this.
我们期望他们也能够领受。
We also hope that others can do the same.
当然，这就是我们责任的。
And this is our responsibility.
不但这样。
And not only this.
要进一步洗手洗脚。
We need to make it a step further and wash our hands and our feet.
洁净的行为。
And it is an act of becoming more clean.
所以从入门一直到这个洁净的洗桌盆这个地方为止。
And so from entering through the doorway all the way to the basin.
主耶稣成全是什么？
And what is the meaning of Jesus becoming complete?
一个洁净的区域。
It is becoming more cleanly.
所以每一个人要进到神面前。
And so for all of us who go to the presence of the Lord.
必心先进入第一个区域。
We must go through this first doorway
得到洁净
and receive cleanliness.
因为耶稣基督替我们赦罪了
Because Jesus Christ has repented for our sins.
进去之后
and after we enter,
大祭司要做三件工作
and the high priest has to do three important works.
要点灯
they have to light the lamp.
旧约的祭司
and the old priest in the Old Testament.
他们点灯就是点灯
when they lit the lamp, that's all they did.
但是我们经过这个律法成全的每一个基督徒
But for us, because the law is complete and we are followers of Jesus Christ,
不在于这种物质的点灯
we don't need to go through the action of lighting the lamp,
而是每个人要成为金灯台
but we need to become a bright lampstand.
所以主耶稣在他的道德教训当中
and so Jesus in his teachings,
就告诉这些众人
tells the believers,
点灯不放在灯台下
That you're not only lighting the lamp on the lampstand,
要放在灯台上
but also everywhere.
照亮自己，照亮全家。
That we are illuminating ourselves and our whole family.
还可以照亮众人。
And we are illuminating everyone around us.
所以真的把它转换了，把它提升了。
And so the meaning of this lamp is extended.
不再像祭司他们点这种物质的灯啊。
We no longer have to light this material lamp like the priests.
我们点的这个属灵的灯。
What we light is a spiritual lamp.
这个是侍奉的工作。
And this is an act that we must go through.
没有耶稣成全，点灯就没有意义。
Without Jesus Christ, then lighting the lamp has no significance.
接着要在陈设桌上面献十二块饼。
And following, we have to offer 12 pieces of bread.
饼有两种意义。
And there is two meaning for the bread.
献饼是崇拜。
And the first is to worship.
是奉献。
Is to offer.
但是也指明一件很重要的道理。
But it also teaches us a very important thing.
天天领受属灵的生命，属灵的粮食。
That daily we have to receive our bread.
所以这个饼放在那边。不是一天就把它拿下来的。
And so this bread is not something that we take on just one day.
每一天都有饼在上面。
Every day we have bread in front of us.
安息日到了再把它换新的。
And when the Sabbath comes, then we change the bread.
今天我们在信仰侍奉的生活，信仰的生活当中。
Today in our spiritual lives.
耶稣既然成全律法。
Jesus Christ has completed the law.
他告诉我们在侍奉的工作里头。
And he tells us in doing our work.
我们既要奉献，而且要领受真理。
We not only have to offer sacrifices, but we have to receive the truth.
没有主耶稣成全，我们都看不出来的。
And without Jesus Christ, we cannot see these things.
我们也对照不出来的。
And what we do has no significance.
因为主耶稣有这样的诠释，这样的说明。
But because Jesus Christ says these things,
我们才知道。
We understand.
第三个动作。
The third action.
你要去烧香。
We need to burn incense.
犹太人烧的香不像中国人这种一支一支的香，不是。
What the incense they offered in the Old Testament is different from those that Chinese offer.
桂木的香是香粉，一种粉。
It is a type of powder.
有固定制造的材料。
And it follows certain ingredients.
做完之后把它磨成粉。
And they make this into a fine powder.
一个人，即使你再好的人才。
And for one person, even if they are very holy.
要散发出香味。
They still need to produce this fragrance.
都必须打破自己。
And they need to go above and beyond.
然后散发出香味出来。
And then they are able to produce a fragrance.
就像保罗所讲的。
Just as Paul mentioned.
我们在活人身上，在死人身上。
That among the dead and the living.
都有香气。
We all have a fragrant aroma.
这是在哥林多后书所写的。
And this is written in 2 Corinthians.
只能用属灵的角度才看得出来。
And we can only understand it through a spiritual perspective.
所以要从这一条又新又活的路进去。
And so we enter through this new and living way. And then we are able to go to the presence of the Lord to receive this law and see Christ. And so the second part is offering. And the third part is going to the holy place. Is becoming righteous.
这些道理我们都会懂的。
And these truths are things that we understand.
我们把它连贯起来看就知道了。
But when we put it together and see, then we know.
对一个属灵的基督徒。
From a Christian perspective.
除了从耶稣基督这个门进去之后。
After entering through the doorway of Jesus Christ.
我们追求圣洁。
And we obtain spirituality.
接受侍奉的工作。
And we do work that is holy.
才能够成圣进到神的面前。
Then by doing so, we can come to the presence of the Lord.
耶稣基督一次把自己献上。
And Jesus Christ, in one action, offered himself.
不但是永远的大祭司。
Not only as a high priest.
也是永远赎罪的祭。
But also as an everlasting sacrifice.
他流的血能够成就神安排的工作。
And his blood is able to complete the plan of God.
所以整个关键就是在他的钉十字架。
And so all of this is based on him being crucified on the cross.
最后一句话就是成了。
And his last word was, it is finished.
完成神安排他的工作。
He has finished the work that God had set out for him.
旧的律法成为属灵的恩典。
And the law of the Old Testament becomes the grace of spiritual grace. 我们学圣经
不是学知识。
And when we read the Bible, it is not just to follow wisdom.
不是你懂得多少道理。
And knowledge, it is not how much you understand.
而是这些道理能够造就我们的灵性多少。
But how much this knowledge is able to help our spiritual life.
文章都有道德的。
Because all of God's words.
我们常说是文以载道，文章上面载着这个道德。
Has things that we must follow.
如果我们能够行得出来。
And if we are able to match our actions with what is written in the Bible.
也是成全律法。
If we follow this law,
主耶稣成全律法才有意义。
Because Jesus Christ perfected the law, then there is meaning to it.
如果我们没有这样去做，
if we do not follow it,
成全律法跟我们什么关系？
Then there is no relation to us.
求主帮助我们。
May God continue to help us.
能够在真理上得到造就。
That in the truth we may receive salvation.
唱诗435首。
Let us sing hymn 435.